Hello, I am the Red Zone Reporter, and today I'll be telling you about the events that have happened in the NFL over the past week. Let's start with the Monday night games. The Steelers and their high-powered offense took control of the game when they faced the Washington Redskins. The Steelers won 38-16, in large part due to D'Angelo Williams, the backup running back filling in for the suspended Le'Veon Bell, and savior to my fantasy football team, rushed for over 100 yards and recorded 200 touchdowns. While four-time Pro Bowler Antonio Brown had over 100 receiving yards and along with two touchdowns. The Steelers also picked off two passes from Kirk Cousins, the Redskins' starting quarterback, but they failed to register a single sack. The LA Rams played the San Francisco 49ers Monday night as well. The 49ers shut out the Rams 28-0. Case Keenum, the Rams' quarterback, threw two interceptions and star running back Todd Gurley was nowhere to be found. The Rams' defense was not looking very good either when they allowed three rushing touchdowns and did not record a single sack versus Blaine Gabbert. The Los Angeles Rams have yet to score a single point in the regular season game since Christmas Eve 1994. That was over 21 years ago. In other NFL news, RG3, aka Robert Griffin III, was placed on injury reserve after his first career game with the Cleveland Browns, meaning he may not play another game this season. Meanwhile, the Houston Texans seem to have a promising offense with their new acquisitions over the past offseason. Super Bowl champion Brock Osweiler made his NFL debut with the Texans and tossed two touchdowns in the process, including one to rookie wide receiver Will Fuller, who had 100 yards receiving. The running game also looks pretty good with former Dolphins running back Lamar Miller rushing for over 100 yards in his NFL debut with the Texans. Things are looking up for the Texans, but the same cannot be said about the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers allowed the Kansas City Chiefs to come back in the fourth quarter and win the game while they were down 21 points, not to mention their star receiver Keenan Allen tore his ACL and will be placed on the injury reserve, making him inactive for the remainder of the season. The only bright side to the Chargers is their second-year running back Melvin Gordon scoring a pair of touchdowns. He is starting to look like the running back San Diego was hoping for when they drafted him. Well, that's it for my podcast today. I hope you all enjoyed it and my takeover of the NFL over the past week. Thank you for listening.